Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Yvette. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give ourselves and those we love is the beauty of our own wholeness. When we focus on the inner work of our soul, the outer world will transform. I am honored to be on this sacred and transformative journey with you. Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I am your host, Shannon Yvette, and I'm always so excited to connect with you. It just feels like the right place to be for me to connect with you in this soul-to-soul way on this growth journey. And today we are speaking on the topic of self-forgiveness. And so this podcast is entitled, I Forgive Myself. You know, I love the quote that says, forgiving yourself, not guilt, increases personal accountability. And that is by David D. Burns. I think that sometimes we are the last person on our totem pole, right? We're the last person that we get to. We're the last person that we check in on. We're the last person that we tend to. And that's a sad way to live. To live with somebody your whole life and to live in disagreement with them, to live in a disconnection from ourselves creates a prison here on earth. And so I'm very sensitive to the sin of condemnation. I believe that the original language in scripture for sin speaks to what this is, and it's missing the mark. That's all sin means, is that God had something very different for you than the sin of condemnation. Because when we are repeating to ourselves over and over and over again what we did wrong, or we are indoctrinated with shame or false guilt, we actually create a life of more of the same. Because what do guilty people deserve? If you think about when you go before a judge and a judge declares somebody as guilty, we believe that person deserves punishment, right? And so when we are under a false condemnation, a false guilt, and we are living in a relationship with a person that we don't forgive, I mean, think about the people who are in your life that you've had offense with. If you've been mad at them, if you haven't forgiven them, you don't really want to be around them. You don't trust them. You harden your heart towards them. You close off. You tighten up. Well, there are people walking around who are doing that to themselves. There are people who are walking around who are doing that to themselves. One of the things that my mother taught me young, and my mother has worked in mental health for over 30 years, is that regret is one of the most damaging emotions, because regret does not give you anything to build from. Right? You can build from anger. You can be angry enough to say, I'm going to change this. Or you can build even from fear, like, oh God, I can't let this happen. Let me get up. And you know, you can build short term from some of these, even what we call negative emotions. They're not negative. They move us sometimes. Sometimes it takes those things. Sometimes it takes a holy anger to say, I'm going to change my life. Sometimes it takes a little bit of anger, or, you know, even a fear, like, I don't want to lose my house. Let me get up and go to work. Right? There are things that feed us, but Regret? No. Regret is an incredible mind game. And honestly, this talk was inspired 6 years ago. I Forgive Myself. I wrote a poem that I'm going to share with you guys. And the way that this happened is that I was out with a friend, and she was coming out of a really horrific marriage. I believe in marriage to my core. And even as a woman who is divorced and will get married again, in Jesus' name, yes, yes, he's coming. Are you out there? Is that you? No, I'm just kidding. I love marriage. I love partnership. I love everything about it. And I love the covenant, right? That says this is for life. And so I believe that my next spiritual partner will be my lifetime love. And I'm sticking with that story. And yet I'm going to tell you something. My friend was in a situation where we had to do a girlfriend intervention. We had to do a drive-by. We had to be like, yo, you have got to come up out of this. Like, we were afraid for her emotional physical well-being. And so there was no doubt in my mind, like, you have to go, right? There was no like, Lord, save it. I'm sorry. That was not, it was like, let's save her. Let's get her out of this. And so we did. We were able to, as a community, help her leave something that was very damaging and very destructive. And yet, because she was such a brilliant woman and such a successful woman, I remember sitting with her at one of our favorite Mexican restaurants in the marina, and we were having some margaritas because we needed those margaritas that afternoon, y'all, for real. Having our margaritas, and she was in such a place of regret, and she was in such a place of holding herself on the shoulda, coulda, woulda scenarios that are so damaging and destructive to your self-esteem. Listen, when you're coming out of an abusive marriage, your self-esteem has already been compromised. It has already been compromised, and it will take all of you to show up for yourself and to start rebuilding your sense of self by creating new opportunities that bring you back to life, right? Success has to be rebuilt in our self-esteem through us creating and taking action to get in more of the winning flow again. If we're coming out of a loss, if we are coming out of a loss, we have to create wins, W-I-N-S's, right? And so she's sitting here and I feel it on her. Like many of you, I'm an intercessor. I feel other people's energy. I feel when they're in sadness. I felt her and I was like, oh my gosh, she's slipping into the darkness. And I'm thinking, if she's saying all this to me, my God, what's going on when she gets home and she's by herself? She is probably abusing herself pretty bad there. And the last thing you need when you're going through something is to feel unsafe. The last thing you need when you're healing and you're coming out of a season of hardness is to be around people that you don't feel safe around. Well, what if you're the unsafe place? What if you're the one who's constantly reminding yourself of what you did or didn't do? This is, to me, demonic energy. It's an assault. And it speaks to this spirit of guilt and condemnation. And God is saying, you know, I have not given you that kind of spirit. There is no condemnation in me because I literally forgive and forget. As soon as you're like, hey, God, this is what I did. I repent. You know, wow, I see it now. I turn away from it. It's done. God is not like an earthly parent who's like, remember what you did in 85. He's not like a friend who's bringing up things and reminding you of things. No, it's done. It's forgotten. It's us. We cannot receive because of unworthiness. We think that's too good to be true. No, let me suffer a little bit more. No, let me suffer a little bit more. No, as if I haven't suffered enough, right? As if you haven't already suffered enough. Then why do we create an environment of self-suffering through the inability to forgive ourselves? When you see a child crying, you know, if you were to go into a room and you saw a little 3 or 4 year old sitting in the middle of the room weeping, would you go up to that child and say, "What's wrong with you? You probably did it. Get up," you know, or would you kneel down and get low and get close and say, "Baby, what's wrong? Are you okay? You know, are you lost? Are you hurt?" That's how I need to speak to myself. That's how you need to speak to yourself. Baby, what's wrong? Are you lost? Are you hurt? Are you confused? Are you separated from those that you love? Are you separated from yourself? What's wrong? How can I help you? Right? That's what I would do for a friend. Why wouldn't I do that for me? Has life so damaged our sense of self that we don't believe that we're worthy of our own care? Has trauma and have the things that we've experienced in this world, have they so fractured us that we don't know how to rise for ourselves? Because if I lose me, I have nothing left, right? If you lose you, what do you go and create from? What is there? And so I forgive myself. I actually came home after this session with her because, honey, all the margaritas in the world can't solve that, right? They even make it worse because we know that alcohol can be a depressant. Even though they say tequila is the one that is not, it's still, you are in a place of sorrow. Anything chemically that you take in only intensifies what you already feel. And so it was like, boy, we got sadder as the margaritas kept coming, right? And I was feeling her so strong. And I felt her in my spirit so tough. And so when I got home, I was like, God, what is this? And I started to hear this poem come to me. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. So I actually wrote it out and I sent it to her. And then I felt like I needed to send it out to my entire subscriber list, my mailing list, which here's a plug. I hope you guys are on it. I hope you're on my mailing list, shannonyvette.com, sign up. But I want to share it with you. It's called I Forgive Myself. I forgive myself for saying yes when I really wanted to say no. I forgive myself for devaluing the beauty of my heart. I forgive myself for dismissing the sacredness of my dreams. I forgive myself for waiting so long to ask myself, what do I want? I forgive myself for not trusting my intuition. I forgive myself for patterns of procrastination, overthinking, stalling, and avoiding. I forgive myself for shrinking, hiding, and diminishing God's glory. I forgive myself for remaining silent when my words were needed. I forgive myself for words when my silence was needed. I forgive myself for being afraid and lacking courage. I forgive myself for running from God and resisting my calling. I forgive myself for withholding from life and not fully surrendering to love. I forgive myself for doubting my heart and ignoring my wisdom. I forgive myself for putting my comfort over my growth. I forgive myself for overgiving and overcommitting. I forgive myself for not taking better care of my body. I forgive myself for not seeing my worth. I forgive myself for worrying and obsessing over things that I cannot change. I forgive myself for trusting too soon and falling too quickly. I forgive myself for caring too much about their opinions and too little about my own. I forgive myself for hiding my truth and inviting shame. I forgive myself for refusing to be vulnerable and masking my soul. I forgive myself for forfeiting self-control and forgetting my power. I forgive myself for not showing myself enough love, grace, patience, and compassion. I forgive myself for waiting so long to forgive myself. And so on today, it's your embrace of you that's needed. I want you to stop right now and just wrap your arms around you and say your name. I forgive you. Please forgive me for not seeing you. Please forgive me for beating up on you. Please forgive me for abusing you. Please forgive me for neglecting you. We all want the world to apologize to us. We want our mamas to apologize. We want the systems to apologize. We want so many other people to see us and recognize us. And until we start here at home, God's forgiveness is promised. It's everlasting. The moment we take it to Him, it's done. But when's the last time you took it to you? When's the last time you sat in the sacredness of your own presence and said, please forgive me. Forgive me for putting you through that. Forgive me for not seeing you. Forgive me for not taking better care of you. And then saying, I forgive myself for not knowing better. I forgive myself for not doing better when I did know better. Whatever it is, you need to have an appointment with yourself. It's time for a check-in with you and you. Because until we forgive ourselves, we remain in bondage to the frequency of suffering. We remain in bondage to the false identity of guilt and condemnation. And I'm innocent. And until we can accept the innocence that was purchased for us a long time ago on that rugged cross, for those of you who believe in the completed work, we will continue to chase things that we already own. We will continue to suffer for debts that have already been paid. You deserve your own forgiveness as much as anybody else. And so we are here at this amazing, sacred, holy ground of self-forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Love yourself like God has called you to love others. So I have a reflection question for you today, and I want you to sit with this in your private time, in your journal time, and I want you to think about this. How will silencing the voice of your inner critic and replacing it with thoughts of self-acceptance change your life for the better. So we all have an inner critic. They remind us of what we didn't do. They remind us of how we messed up. Yikes, we've got to learn how to silence that voice. There's nothing wrong with self-check. There's nothing wrong with conviction. We love a word that convicts us, right? I don't always want to feel good. I'm strong enough for you to convict me so I can go and clean up my life, right? I want to get better. You want to get better. We don't mind conviction. You know, conviction is quick. It's clean. It's like, ooh, okay, let me get better. Condemnation is slow and painful. And to me, it's dark and demonic because it drags us down a road where we don't even have the ability to lift ourselves up and create what we desire. You have suffered enough. And one of my favorite meditations is actually a Buddhist meditation. May I be free from suffering. Just put your hand on your heart. May I be free from suffering. I don't deserve to suffer. I forgive myself. Amen. So again, the question is, how will silencing the voice of your inner critic and replacing it with self-love, self-acceptance, self-forgiveness, whatever you want to call it, how will that change your life for the better? Answer that question. Give us a shout. You can follow me on Instagram at Shannon Yvette with a little underscore. We post positive and motivational things all throughout the week. I want to connect with you. Maybe we'll go on a retreat together. Maybe we will connect at one of these worthy events once the book is out in April. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. God bless you. Know that you are worthy of your own forgiveness. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Thank you for joining me today on Worthy Radio. Please feel free to visit us online at shannonyvette.com. My prayer is that you continue to come up higher in personal worthiness and intimacy with God in order to flourish in life and flourish in love.